Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
Hello, and welcome back for another episode of Ask T-Bone on the T-Bone Speaks podcast. I am sitting outside. It's fall. It's late September, and I'm super excited to hopefully be done with the hot weather. I'm trying to avoid my kids and having to put them to bed because that takes a long time. So I'm hiding outside and letting my wife do that. And hopefully I won't get into too much trouble for that, but I'm pretty sure I will. So just to give you an update on kind of what's going on. So today we have a question from TJ in Alabama, and it reads, "Hey T-Bone, I love your podcast and admire the work you're doing. Thank you very much. And I also look forward to hearing you at CereWorld." So obviously CereWorld was a little over a month ago, so hopefully I met your expectations there, and thank you for coming. "I have a question about implant systems. I'm trying to get into guided surgeries with CBCT and CEREC. I already have both the technologies, and I'm wondering which implant system you use. I'm not asking for an endorsement per se, just asking which systems are the easiest to integrate into CEREC guides and guided surgery. I would also like to know what all is needed to use CEREC guides and an implant system. I know I need the implant system, but does it have to be a guided system, and then do I have to have CEREC keys?" So let's answer these questions. So congratulations on having some of the best, absolutely best technology out there with cone beam and CEREC. I think this would be a great opportunity for me to plug our training here in Raleigh. We have a wonderful program called Ultimate 3D. It's a hands-on weekend dedicated just to cone beam and CEREC integration, how to do CEREC guides, how to create an efficient implant workflow that's get done in 3 visits, how to properly plan implants, how to add properly plan anterior implants, immediate implants, and do some minor grafting there as well. So it's a good program. If you have interest in that, certainly visit our website at www.3d-dentists.com. And you can get more information on that. So in our practice, 95% of our work that we're doing is done with the Nobel Active implant from Nobel Biocare. There's a couple of reasons I've chosen this implant system. One is it's relatively universal. Like all implants, they have a standard surgical kit. But unlike all implants, they also have a guided kit. So that allows me to do guided surgery. It's a well-supported guided surgery kit. So, it has fundamentally everything can be done. It's not limited to just the small and medium implants, but also their wider 5.0 implant and soon to be their 5.5 implant. So they have that. Also use that implant. My number one reason, honestly, for using that implant is because of the thread pitch design. Over half the implants we place are immediate placement. So we're looking for primary stability. So I like to have an aggressive implant in that situation, and the Nobel Active implant certainly fits the bill there. It's not the only one, but it's, I would probably say there's less than a handful of good implants that are really aggressive like that. So that's what I use. And then also it allows me to do anterior cases, posterior cases, overdenture cases, and even our full arch cases, and especially in our full arch cases with the multi-unit abutment. So for me, it's a very universal system. I would tell you, it would be not appropriate for me not to mention some of the other systems out there. Straumann is a good system. It's fully guided. Astra is a good system. It's fully guided. My only concern with the Astra system is, that's not a very aggressive thread implant. So I question how good it would be on immediate placement, especially when you're trying to undersize your osteotomy. So, those are my main recommendation. I know our friends over at Blue Sky Bio have a good product. They don't have a guided kit per se at this time. A kit, they have a guided workflow, which certainly, it's a hodgepodge of different things, but I know that those guys are working on that. And BioHorizons also has a guided system as well. So, those are ultimately the implants that I would recommend using. Personally, again, I like the Nobel Active because of its aggressive nature. So that's kind of where I am with that. Now, in terms of what you need for CEREC guide. So with guided surgery, what happens is they print, let's call it a night guard, okay, just for ease of sake. They produce a stent that has a hole in it, okay? And that hole then fits a sleeve, and that sleeve is specific to the implant brand that you're doing. So, of course, they can't make it universal where all the holes are the same size. Then you can use any implant you wanted with the holes. Each implant system, each manufacturer makes their hole a different size. And what that means is the guided kit from Nobel won't work with an Astra surgical guide. So just like you have that situation, the CEREC guide in of itself also has, for them, they had to make universal hole sizes that work across multiple implants. So their actual hole size, their tube size, doesn't match any specific implant system. So what they've done is they've made their own keys for each guided system. So for example, if you want to use Astra with CEREC guide, you would buy the Astra guided kit and the CEREC Astra CEREC guide keys. So if you want to use Nobel with the CEREC guide, you buy the Nobel guided kit, and then you would also buy Nobel keys for CEREC guide from CEREC, from Sirona, distributed through Patterson. So hopefully that kind of answers that question as well. So that's pretty much it that answers this question. So TJ, hopefully that helps. And I look forward to hopefully seeing you at other programs or lectures. And thank you very much.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.